Saturday K&S. I'm Bud Wiry, and you're in the shop. So I'd like to welcome you back. This is our 4-week anniversary here at the shop. We're going to call that a milestone because I never would have thought in a million years I'd have done one, let alone actually been working on number 4. So I'm shocked Mr. Kevin Keith there hadn't come over and told me that I ought to get back to fixing broke stuff and not bother with this radio thing. But no, here I am, and you know, I'm really enjoying coming out here and talking to you guys, and it brings me a lot of hope to think of all the different topics that we'll be able to cover over the course of time. And in thinking about how it's going to go, like, you know, now we're on number 4, we're steadily getting into this, and I'm trying to think, like, what is the information that the listeners really need to kind of get a grasp of as we're going in, and it will help everything, because, you know, if I come in with talking to several of the hot topics that we had going on, and we glossed over them, but I think we need to run a little bit of foundational support on that. So what I have going on this week is I want to talk about how our local media, being like the Lebanon Reporter or, you know, the Radio Mom or something like that, how they actually censor an information. And then we have the Facebook that allows censorship from a bunch of different angles, and we're going to get into that. But I think once you understand, because we touched a little bit on our previous shows about like how the Lebanon Reporter and their failure to cover a lot of these things has led to a lot of the problems that we had, and how, you know, we've had some of the successes on chat boards like the Lebanon Chatter Group that allow the free speech so that we can actually get in and engage these topics that are hot and controversial instead of just having to sit on them on every angle with no public square available to us at all. So as I start to break this down, I want everybody to understand that this is a basis of all the other things we talk about. So when we're discussing these different topics, and you're always left wondering, why doesn't more people know about these things? And it's because there is a lot of different pieces moving, and they're all in the same direction to keep people from knowing everything that's going on, because basically you're a lot easier to deal with if you don't. You know, like right now, look at that LEAP project. They absolutely thought they were just going to walk in, suck all the water out of Lafayette, and move on about their lives. But they had a stark surprise. See, they don't expect that stuff coming from the people. And like I said, and this has to do with everybody breaking this information stranglehold, because those things would not have happened. You would not have had all the Stop the Pipeline groups and the successes they've had up that way and pushing hard. And you wouldn't have had the solar project out here in Boone County. It wouldn't have got, they got a 2-year moratorium on it right now. I would like to have seen them go full tilt while we had the support, and instead of just a 2-year, but you know, we're going to keep pushing for that. And those are the successes that we can see when we break this media stranglehold. All right, so I'm going to jump into it a little bit. Right now, say all our politicians will post on their page, and other members of the community comment what they think. Well, what everybody doesn't realize is that they are controlling that. So anybody that posts something that they disagree with, they will hide the comment. So now you will still see it. Like if you look at the post, you'll still see your comment, but it won't actually be there. And you actually have to have another profile to go and look at these things to see, to catch on to that's how that works. But so when the outside person goes to one of these politicians' page and they read it, all they see is support. They see everybody cheering this one same thing. And that is because they have augmented the way that thread reads. Because now, instead of having legitimate concerns doused in there, it all reads like a nice, pretty echo chamber. And that's a part of how they shape the mind. So let's say that the politicians coming in here and doing that it is like one angle of the suppression of information coming in. And then you have the other angle, which is you have a lot of these Facebook groups. Now, a good Facebook group with a, you know, would have a good moderator that would allow a lot of speech, and we have a couple of them. One is a contender in the numbers range, and one smaller, but the biggest groups in our community, you have the Lebanon, Indiana Chatter with almost 20,000 members. You have the Jamestown Chatter with 15,700. You have the Lebanon Chatter 2 with 12,900. And those are all ran by very far left moderators that heavily censor and control content. So when somebody goes onto these pages and they're seeing any amount, so, you know, somebody moves into the community, they join the local chat board. Well, they don't know the details of the admins and these things. So they just join up the group and they see every, and what they see is an augmented version of our community. And there comes that word again, because it's almost like a theater. Everybody isn't seeing things for what they really are. They're seeing things how they were designed for them to see it. And it's amazing. Now, there are probably a couple of them that were original owners, but a lot of these groups have passed through a lot of hands. Like, I don't think censorship as a whole brings a whole lot of enthusiasm behind it. But these groups got big, and then they've gotten taken over by different admins and administrators and mods and whatever you want to call them. But and then people come in, and then all of a sudden they've actually been given a pretty great power, because they have almost a monopoly on the content of information in the community. I mean, those numbers I read you off those chat boards, those blow away the viewership possibility of like the Lebanon Reporter. I mean, it just by the numbers, my guess is the Lebanon Reporter is probably in the, you know, 7,500 reach. And I know, as being a moderator myself, that if you have a hot topic in one of these groups, you can actually reach 3/4 of an audience or better, and that's how many views you get. So if you have a group that's sitting there with 20,000 people, it's not uncommon to think that maybe 15,000 people seen one of these hot topics. And that's really where we're seeing our biggest shift. Because within these groups, it's no longer a censorship in the classic sense, like a censorship of a picture or a censorship of words, foul words, something like that. I mean, we're on to the censorship of thought. Because why you get kicked off of these groups, and why they come after you, and why it's all because you do not believe as they do about politics and about some of these other topics. And for that reason, you're not allowed a voice. And every one of them does it. And that's why I said, if it wasn't for the few free speech platforms we have in Boone County in this area, right now, the commissioner's race would not ever have went how it did. Because the way it went, everybody got to find out a whole bunch of information that nobody was talking about. The reporter wasn't talking about it. No, nobody else was actually putting this stuff out. But, you know, it was a member of one of the, you know, Stop the Pipeline, Boone County Preservation Group. One of them members actually got the Corey Coots financials and who was all his donors were, and put it together in a nice little pie chart. And then we all spread it around for everybody to see. And then all of a sudden, you kind of took the pants off the operation here, because then everybody got to see that it was the Gentry Co. and all these IEDC LEAP people that were funding that. But if it wasn't for the couple free speech platforms that we have, and God bless them, because they're really doing a public service, but if it wasn't for them, then we wouldn't have any of the successes that we've had. I mean, everything would have just kept getting pummeled over. But you know, now, and that's just what X. So I love X because it's a great example of what it's doing to the media right now. Because it used to be, when all of them lied together, it was an easy game. You know, everybody said the same talking points, repeated the same thing, and it all worked. But with Elon having X now, he comes in, and you have one platform that's showing people other information that they're not being shown elsewhere. And that's where it breaks, and that's where the glitch in the matrix comes in, because that's when people start to see what's on the other side of the curtain. Because in all these things, they try to have, it has to be a complete blanket. From every angle, everybody has to be saying the same thing. And right now, what X is doing, and especially with Community Notes, which I don't know if you guys really follow into the X happening so much, but for those that don't, Twitter X now has really came hard on this Community Notes platform, where you get a bunch of verified posters, and if enough people will agree that something isn't factually correct, then it gets community noted, and then the appropriate correct information is then put on it. And that's what everybody needs. Everybody needs to be able to get true and honest information, and as we all know, it's just been really hard to find. But just like how I was explaining how X is breaking up their market right there in the media, that's what we're trying to do here with the shop, is try to disrupt what they're doing just a little bit. Because all of them have been working together over the course of all these years to butter their own bread. They all get what they want, but the voter hasn't been getting accurate information. You know, I was talking about that, and I touched on it in the last show when I was talking about when you go into the voting booth and you don't all know who believes in what and where everybody stands. And I mean, that is a direct reflection of your news. Because there's all of these races, they go in, and nobody really knows what everybody stands for and where they're at. And, you know, and I hear it, so on some of the other local radio, I've tuned into some of their shows, and when they interview somebody, it's with that kid glove. So I heard an interview, I'm not going to go, you know, into the details to, you know, take the pants off of who it was, but they literally glanced over some very important information that had to do with the person they were interviewing. I mean, I knew who the interviewee was. I knew things about them. I knew things about what was going on with it. And they just glanced right through it and acted like none of that was real. And we all know, it's like, I actually literally know all of this stuff, and I'm sure that the person that was interviewing them knew it as well. And they just glanced right over it. Like, and it was amazing how it really went, because it was like they posed a question and they gave it like an answer that didn't really reflect the situation at hand at all. And you know, so that's just what we get. And that's where all the media around here is, and that's where it has been for as long as I can. I mean, the Lebanon Reporter hasn't coined the name the Lebanon Liar. And, you know, this has been an ongoing problem. And I can go back to different races and different time. I've had several bump-ins with our local news over the years, where I've literally held the facts in my hand and give it to them, and they were unwilling to run retractions. And that's where it's at right now. And I mean, right now with the Kathy Linton, who's the editor of the Lebanon Reporter there. I mean, she wrote a factually incorrect article about the group that I run, the conservative group, and I have an ongoing thread post on the Lebanon Chatter 2.0 where I call her out and I point out the exact parts of her article where she is factually incorrect, and I demand proof. And even when she sees it, she will ignore it over and over again, because they've been allowed to get away with it for so long that now they believe that it's their right to be able to just openly lie to everybody and then not be questioned. And I'm not accepting that. And that's just like our politicians, where now that I've seen how that they modify the content on their post to make it read like everybody cheerleads them, Now I screenshot that from two different things and I post it up because people need to be made aware of what they're doing to try to modify the hearts and minds of the people out there. Because this isn't doing anybody any good. I mean, the people, you know, we always complain about the people that don't pay attention or, oh, why do they think this way? It's because they're fed, spoon-fed, factually incorrect information all the time. And in all this, we have to keep cheerleading what's right and quit supporting what's wrong. So in these groups, if they don't support free speech and they don't let people openly have dialogue, then people need to start leaving them in droves. There are other groups out there that will support that sort of speech. And, you know, I understand on some of them where they're like, okay, guys, we got to have a limit here. We can't just let it go into the absolute mud. But, I mean, we had a real contentious issue this last year between myself and some people there in Lebanon that promoted and worked with drag performers that did shows in front of children. And so I have this knockdown, drag out fight with them over the postings my belief that that stuff shouldn't be around children and them obviously feeling differently about it. But, you know, so... And there would have been no other board besides the Lebanon Chatter Group that would have let that get to the level that it had to go to for us to get some amount of resolution. And, I mean, the resolution we came to, I think the community decided that they weren't supporting that very well. And I think that business has now decided to leave. And that is a win for the community, but that win was only attainable because there was a platform for speech out there. And that one platform was breaking up the hold that some of the big platforms in the community have had for so long. And this is the sort of stuff that we're gonna need to keep cheering moving on. I mean, we got to keep supporting the people that are doing good and that are holding for free speech and that are putting really their peace and well-being on the line. Because they catch a lot of hell for it. I know they do. I've literally watched the post, and the people that are supporting free speech pay a price for it. And then these other mods and these other groups, I mean, come on the Lebanon, Indiana chatter, the biggest board in Lebanon area, they literally have 20,000 people. And the moderator who's came into control on this bad boy put the trans flag up for the whole month of June on the top of it. And no matter where you come down on supporting that stuff, we can all pretty much agree that it is very much a political topic. And this is the biggest group in a community that has voted Republican, even though I'm not going to say a whole lot about some of the Republicans they voted for. But, I mean, they voted Republican for as long as I can remember. And the moderator of the biggest board in our community puts a trans flag as the banner for the whole month of June. And that's because he didn't build that group. He didn't make that group. He didn't, you know, all the small years where they were just getting all the handle of it. He inherited power in this group. And now, what's he do with an inherited power? He tries to push liberalism on it. And that's what I'm saying. When you sit in here and you have these boards that have 10, 15, 20,000 people coming to it, And these moderators are pushing hardcore liberalism on it and not allowing the other side of the information. I mean, it really just becomes a problem as far as the outside community. Because I always have a saying when I post something. I'm not posting for the other posters. You're never going to convince them of anything. You know, nobody's ever going to convince me that the things I believe are wrong. I'm never going to convince the people, you know, the people that are very set in their ways with their postings. You're never going to convince them. But that's not who I post for. When I'm engaging with the community on these things, there are thousands and sometimes tens of thousands of people that see this stuff, that read this stuff, that think about this stuff, that never post anything. And that's really where it's all won, because, you know, like in the community event I was talking about where the communities decided not to support the people that were pushing some of these shows in our community. What that was, no one person could have ever made enough noise to stop these things. It took the sharing information, and it took people talking about it at the dinner table, people talking about it at work, people talking about it at church. And it's these conversations that, because if you really get down to it, what happened? Lebanon itself voted for its own morals. And that was huge, because Lebanon's at a very big intersect right now. You have these rhino Republicans trying to say that they're going to make it the Silicon Valley of the Midwest. You have Eli Lilly coming in. And, you know, the town is really going to have to fight for its soul to see where it's going to be and what kind of town is it going to be. Because unfortunately, it got put up for sale, and the people coming in may not align with the classic values that the communities had. And if we want to keep our home and have any semblance of this area, to come in the years to come, then we're really going to have to do something here, guys. And I think we're doing it. And I think I always suffer from a big problem. Nothing ever happens as quick as I would like it to. So the missus, she gives me a hard time about that one all the time, because I'm engaging in all these things and I'm not happy because it's not getting done fast enough. And it's just a nature of who I am. It's, I cut my teeth in industrial maintenance type things, to where I fix things fast. You know, I see a problem, I address the problem, I come up with the solution, and there's no hesitation or lag to it. But with this, when you're trying to, and she's been a real godsend in that, because I have to keep remembering that trying to help people that haven't been getting information, trying to help them get the information so that they can form better opinions, and that is a process. It wasn't done to them overnight, and it's not an overnight trip to get it back. And I mean, all we can hope is that, as one needle at a time, just like X has put a big spike in the big media, if little things like the shop here at K&S, if we can put another little spike in it here, if Kevin's show, where he talks about politics and some of these other things, he puts another little spike in it there, and all of a sudden, this glob that they've had of information being controlled is now starting to fracture into something that the people can actually get a hold of. And I think we all want for a better community. We all want to quit asking, why did this happen? Why did this happen? When we know that most of the people of the community don't support it. But this is how it is. And with it, and when we come at it head first, and we start battling where the information comes from to create, because just like right now, if the shop's going to come out and it's going to talk about all these things, then that puts the reporter and it puts Radio Mom and it puts some of these other ones up against the wall a little bit. Like, are they going to talk about it too? Or are they just going to, okay, because other people are going to catch on. Other people are going to see what they're doing. Other people are going to notice that they're not doing it. And you know why they're going to notice? Because I'm going to help make sure that they notice. Because everybody needs to see how the information is being withheld from them. And once everybody can actually open their eyes, and then we can actually start to come to a conversation, like, when all the information is out there, we will make better informed decisions, we'll have better results, we'll have a better community. And that's it. And they've always had that big thing, like, people shouldn't talk about politics and religion, money, these things. Absolutely, these things got to be talked about. I mean, this isn't one of them things where, like, oh, you know, we're going to hurt somebody's sensibilities. These are things that matter. These are things that affect our lives. These are things that have to be taken care of. Because if they're not, then if we don't make the effort to do it, then we continue to get the government that we deserve. By not putting in the effort to get better. And right now, like I said, I'm don't take anything that I said as pessimism, because I'm beyond positive. I have seen the results this year. I have seen where the wins can be made at. And that is all. I mean, I get all worked up about it. I'm excited beyond belief. We have to continue to keep letting other people know where and how that this stuff happens, because once you've opened up somebody's eyes and they've seen it for themselves, like you'll hear me say a lot, like, I can't unsee something. And that's exactly what it is. Once you've seen how they are manipulating and augmenting all the information that they're trying to feed you, then it starts getting easier to spot out. And that's what it takes. It takes for everybody to spot it. So you guys got to be the ones to keep the politicians honest, because your news isn't going to do it. So you guys need to be sitting there. If you're seeing one of your politicians have a post where there's some disagreeable content on it, and you post something disagreeing with this politician, but you notice you don't get any likes or anything else on it, then I suggest you get another Facebook profile and go look on it. And then if you look on it and you see what I'm talking about, where your comment has been hidden to where it still looks to you like from your normal profile, still looks like it's there, but in reality, nobody else sees it. And then what you do, you screenshot both of them, and then you make a post about it so that everybody sees that the politician that you're dealing with here is doing some very deceptive editing. And I mean, especially from like the Republicans around here, they try to act like they're Republicans, but here they are practicing censorship. And the last time I checked, that wasn't part of the party platform. But they don't care about that stuff no more. They've all been able, because from the censorship giving them so much coverage to their actions, they've quit being accountable to anybody. And we see it all the time now. And I had Mr. Broach in here last week, and he was talking about how, you know, all the time, in our state legislature and stuff, those people go in and they vote for stuff that does not have the people's support. And that is another symptom of there not being enough light. People are not seeing that, because they always try to have these meetings for stuff like that in a dark room at 9 o'clock when everybody's, you know, in bed or gone away. They don't try to advertise these things real well, so that way people can really know what's going on, what they're going to be able to talk about. You know, they just post, oh, we're having a meeting. They don't try to include that this is going to be the meeting for the hot topic, so you ought to show up to this one. And it's all the same. They like everybody to not have a real good grasp of what's going on. They get to run the show without a whole lot of pushback. But that's the beauty of things. Times are changing. And I want to end the show, like I said, on such a positive note, because we've had such great strides in the past year with watching everybody get the information out. I mean, I was beyond excited to see that the grassroots effort pushed back against the full force of the Market Red trying to buy our county commissioner seat in Boone County. And that's all been done without having the force of a big machine, a big political machine like the ones that they're wielding. We did that with minimal grassroots effort. You know, we got information, we shared information, we put it in people's hands, and then ultimately they got to decide. And that's what it's all about. I don't want to decide for people. I don't want somebody else to decide for them either. I want people to get all the information, and then they can decide for themselves. And we can have an open debate about it. But unfortunately, that open debate is going to have to come at a later date, because I am out of time with you guys today. But I appreciate y'all being here with me for another Saturday here at the shop. I thank you so much for listening. I hope that you learn a little something or think about a little something. And I'll see you guys next week. Have a great Saturday.